Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And a very good morning. Mr. President, fellow ministers, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, on behalf of the Brunei government, Darussalam, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Mr. President on your election as the President of the 64th World Health Assembly, and also the Vice Presidents and other office bearers on the appointment. I am very confident that under your stewardship, you will guide the work of this August Assembly to a successful conclusion. Brunei Darussalam also wishes to acknowledge and fully support the WHO reform initiatives. Brunei Darussalam is confident that under able leadership of Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, supported by the dedicated staff of WHO, this will result in the betterment of health of all. The trend of the non-communicable diseases that is occurring globally is very alarming. Brunei Darussalam fully supports and commends the WHO for profiling and placing this subject matter high in this assembly's agenda. I hope the recent joint effort by the Russian Federation and the World Health Organization in conducting the global forums on NCDs and the first global ministerial conference on healthy lifestyle and NCDs will enhance the political commitment to combat this epidemic of this century, which not only a burden to respective countries, but also has caused the loss of millions of lives. Excellencies, Brunei Darussalam is no exception in experiencing the epidemiological transition of diseases. The threat of NCDs contributing substantially to our overall morbidities and mortalities. This has important notification to a small country like Brunei Darussalam. It is noted that since 2005, the top four leading causes of death in Brunei Darussalam are cancer, heart diseases, cardiovascular diseases, and diabetes. It is anticipated that mortality due to the NCDs will continue to dominate in our country, as has been over the last 3 decades, if accelerated and concerted actions and serious interventions are not implemented. So due to this alarming growth of the burden of NCDs has triggered Brunei Darussalam to reform its health system infrastructure to address these issues. Though traditional NCDs related services were mainly based at secondary and tertiary level for forecasting and treatment of diseases. However, over the years, this has been increasing emphasis on primary as well as secondary prevention through the primary healthcare services based on the principle of universal health coverage. Life cycle specific services and health promotion programs and activities related to the promotion of healthy lifestyle are being provided through the maternal and child health services, school health services, and well woman clinics. It is most desired that health promotion and disease prevention approaches will have the impact on the cost effectiveness and will ensure the best by impacts and sustainability of health system. Brunei Darussalam highly recognizes the importance of non-health sectors, intersectoral and partnership mechanism in ensuring the success by NCDs prevention. In this regard, the status of National Committee on Health Promotion, which has existed since 2000, has recently been elevated to be chaired by the Minister of Health and to include our arranged presentation from the government, civil societies, and private sectors. The Health Promotion Blueprint 2011-2015, a national framework of actions and measures to further prevent and control NCDs in Brunei Darussalam, was launched recently in April 2011. It has four key strategic objectives, namely, establish and strengthen health in all policies. Secondly, develop effective, quality and innovative health promotion programs. Thirdly, enhance intersectoral collaboration and partnership, including community as well as civil society's participation. And lastly, develop of health promotion skills and competencies. The development of the blueprint is also in line with the WHO Global Strategy and Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of NCDs and the Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity. It acknowledges the need for health to be addressed and relevant policies across the government. This is also to fulfill one of the theme and goals of the Brunei Darussalam National Vision 2035, that is the attainment of high quality of life for the population, and in line with the Ministry of Health vision, together towards a healthy nation. Physical activity is part and parcel of healthy lifestyle, although seen by many as vital to prevention of NCDs, has been taken for granted and is easily overlooked. Hence, in ensuring that physical activity continues to be embraced and practiced by the people of Brunei Darussalam, and that sufficient infrastructure are provided, the first national physical activity guideline will be launched very soon. This will serve as a policy document to increase population-wide physical activity level and provide messages that are achievable and easily understood and participated by both professional and members of the public. In echoing what was said by our Director General, who said, remember to the people. Brunei Darussalam remembers its people by recognizing our children and youth as the future driver of our economics, social development, and by acknowledging the importance of their health as our asset. Brunei Darussalam puts great attention on this group of population. In this regard, collaboration between health and education sectors are being strengthened with emphasis on incorporating healthy lifestyle approaches into the curriculum and strengthening the health promotion schools initiative. Brunei Darussalam also realizes the active participation of local community leaders, groups and local village residents are essential in promoting healthy lifestyle in a sustainable way. Health-related population-wide programs such as healthy village programs include health screenings are being conducted in all districts to strengthen partnership and collaborative programs with local communities at the grassroots level. Realizing the food and nutrition is an important component that can contribute towards NCDs, Brunei Darussalam is currently conducting the second national health and nutritional status survey due to be completed by the middle of 2012. And this hopefully will provide evidence that will guide us towards the formulation of our national food and nutrition guidelines. Brunei Darussalam continues to be concerned on the use of tobacco, as it remains one of the major risk factors contributing to NCDs. Intervention to reduce its use has started as early as 1980s by adopting administrative orders and specific policies and measures by relevant government department. In 2007, Brunei Darussalam rectified the framework convention of tobacco control. This was followed by enforcement tobacco order and its related regulation, which among other include no smoking in public places, restaurants, ban on tobacco advertisement, promotion and sponsorship, and enhancing tobacco access recently. And progressing with the agenda in the intervention and prevention of NCDs, we are engaged and debated with expertise and technical support by the WHO region. This has been significantly assisted our effort to strengthen our capacity and capability to address many challenges. This pivotal role played by regional and the transnational cooperation which has led to the achievement thus far therefore needs to be further enhanced. Lastly but not least, the preceding fora not only have produced concrete and convincing agenda for the nation, high-level meeting of the General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases on 19th, 20th September 2011. But importantly, the current 64th World Health Assembly will provide further concerted and forceful recommendations on the way forward to tackle NCDs globally. Let us share and work together effectively with total commitment to address the problems and achieving the 6 objectives of the action plan for the global strategy for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Thank you for your attention.